What's up, guys? CrickyGuy124 here. Sorry for any background noises, as there will be background noise throughout the majority of the video, but please try to ignore it. Thank you. So, today's amazing IPL match. Now the IPL is looking like the IPL. Matches are getting closer and closer and closer. So, in summary, this match is KKR Punjab Kings. KKR have had a good UAE, phase. They only lost to Chennai because of Sir Ravindra Jadeja. But, yeah, they've had a really good IPL so far. And the Punjab Kings, on the other hand, have lost shocking matches. Karthik Tyagi over, etc, etc. They have been not good this IPL. They can still qualify, though, just. So, Venkatesh Iyer, who's been really good, 67 of 49, another amazing innings. Shubman Gill, 7 of 7. Rahul Tripathi, 34 of 26. Nitish Rana, 31 of 18, good innings. Owen Morgan continues his rubbish form. I think he should drop himself, if that's possible. 2 of 2. You can't average like 5 in the IPL and you're the captain. Hopefully he gets shot. Then KKR's chances will increase. They wouldn't be like a 165 team. He's just taking up an overseas slot, which could be like Pat Cummins. So they have like a better bowlers. And also Tim Seifert, why is he there? Pat Cummins. So yeah, and then they scored 165 for 7, which is a good score. Especially with Punjab's batting lineup, which is very fragile. Very, very, very fragile. Then it's Punjab's turn to bat. So, actually, I'll talk about Punjab's bowling performance. Ravi Bishnoi has been excellent this IPL, and Shami's been pretty economical. So, yeah, those are the main two best bowlers, actually. And Punjab Kings batting in reply. KL Rahul gets the orange cap, 67 of 55. Amazing innings. But he got out at the wrong time. We'll see why later. Mayank Agarwal, 40 of 27. And then, they always have good opening. But Nicholas Porin, 12 of 7. Aidan Malcolm, 18 of 16. Deepak Chahar, 3 of 4. Those three can't bat. They're just taking up two overseas slots. They just can't bat. They just can't. And then the next, Shahrukh Khan, who batted incredibly, 22 of 9. So basically, Punjab were in a dominant position, and then Punjab were in a very dominant position. They needed like 10 of 11, and then they would have had like RR match flashbacks. And that was a really, 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 really bad match for them. And Preeti Zinta, she covered her eyes and went, KKR Rahul got out. Because this could have been a repeat for that match. And that match was shocking. So, but luckily that was not to be. It was really close to be. Last over, Venkatesh Iyer needed to defend 5. And then, basically, he got wickets. He got some wickets. So, basically, 1 run. Wicket! Is it going to be a repeat? Oh, it's... Shahrukh Khan didn't hit it well enough, but it was dropped and 6. So yeah, that could have been a win. But Shahrukh Khan becomes the hero like he is in the Bollywood movies, and takes Punjab home to give them another spark of light to qualify for the playoffs. And that is my podcast today. As you know, I'll quickly read the table and I'll tell you tomorrow's match. So it's not my podcast for today yet. So it's CSK, DC, RCB, KKR, Punjab, MI, RR, and SRH. My prediction for the top 4. CSK, DC, RCB, KKR. Despite their losses. But yeah, that's about it. And see you tomorrow for MIDC and CSKRR. And I'll see you then. Bye!